I'm thankful to be here tonight. I'm, in my mind, probably the weakest one among all of you, and I say that with an honest heart tonight.
Sure you're not, brother.
But I tell you one thing tonight for sure, that when I met Jesus, that was the best thing that I ever done, Brother Paul.
Lord, help him, God.
And it wasn't anything that I done, Brother Paul, that to deserve what he gave me that evening in Ashland. But it was through the grace of God that he showed me that I was a lost sinner. And you know, if he doesn't draw us, as the brother spoke, out of that darkness and bring us to the feet of Jesus in sackcloth and ashes, brother, if he doesn't show us the shape that we're in, we would never come to him.
We'd never know it.
So, Brother Terry, all he would have had to have done was just to left myself or any of us alone. And we would have died lost in our sin,
Lord,
Brother Greg.
Sure we would. Sure we would.
So I am thankful this evening that we have a great God in heaven, Brother Kenny, that knows all things. And I'm glad that I don't know very much, Brother John.
Bless him, Lord.
But I'm glad that what I know for a surety, Brother Kenny.
Lord, help him, God, I pray.
And now that the Lord has enlightened me and my brothers and sisters, I believe, Brother Paul, he puts it in our hearts to want to see other people come.
Lord, help him, God, I pray.
Brother Harvey, when the Lord saved me, I thought that my family would see what the Lord had done for me and they would just follow in, Brother Terry. I really did. I was naive, brother. I thought that they would see that the Lord had made a change and that they would want what I had. But Brother Terry,
didn't happen.
Even a prophet is a stranger in his own land, brother, and in his own home. Is that not right, Brother Junior?
He's a water in his own household.
So tonight it is a pressing way.
Amen.
But I wouldn't go back for anything, Brother Kenny, because from the day, Brother Brian, that he saves us, I believe he takes our eyes off of this world, Brother Terry, and he places our eyes toward heaven, Brother David. You know, when he saved me, brother, I committed everything that I had to him, Brother Fred, that evening.
Help him, God.
And I know for a surety that he can keep me, and he can keep everything that I have committed to him, Brother Junior. I have no fear of that. That's what Paul said. You know, y'all pray for me, because you know, if the Lord don't bless his men, now there'll be no preaching done, Brother Junior. I believe that with all my heart.
That's a fact.
I know that.
You know, when the Lord saved me, Brother Paul, and I, maybe this will match up with some of you, I don't know. But I'm just going to talk here. Brother John, when I was just a child, I had wonderful grandparents that raised me. Good, godly people. But I've heard Brother Terry say that he went to church just about all his life, but it wasn't that way for me, Brother Harvey. I just went on occasion, and most of the time, Brother Greg, when I went, it was just to satisfy somebody else.
Yeah, because they wanted you.
But you know, somewhere along the line, when I was just a child, just those few times, Brother Terry, that I went,
Lord, help him, please, God.
I heard one of God's men somewhere, and I couldn't tell you where at.
Heard the gospel of your salvation.
But that seed was planted in here, brother.
Sure was.
And it fell into good ground, brother.
Help him, Lord, we pray.
And down through the years, no doubt there was people that would come along, Christian people, and they would water that seed, brother.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe God would give increase.
Lord, help him, Lord. We pray.
As time went by, Brother Fred, that seed would continue to pop out of that good ground.
Lord, bless him, God, I pray.
And they went on just a little further, Brother John, and you know, even as lost people, we can see We can see that there is a travail in this world, brother. And,
Lord, blessing God.
And we can see, Brother Paul, that there is no satisfaction in things of the world. And Brother John, things just, you might have something that satisfies you for just a little while, and then you'll move on to something else.
Lord, blessing God.
Hoping that that may satisfy the lust of the flesh. But Brother Fred, there was one evening there that when I met the Lord, that the Lord give the increase to a point,
Lord, help him, God,
to where the, I wanted salvation worse than anything.
Yep.
And I was willing to give up anything that I had in this earth.
We had to be.
To have a heavenly possession, Brother Terry.
Lord, help him, God, we pray.
And I had tried everything that I could do,
Lord,
Brother Kenny,
please, Lord,
to obtain this salvation that I had always heard about all my life.
Lord, bless him, God, I pray.
And Brother Terry,
help him, please, Lord.
Y'all pray just a little while here.
God.
The evening that the Lord come down, you was talking about heaven coming down earlier,
Lord,
Brother Junior.
God, we pray.
And that kindly made me think about this. But I believe that, Brother Greg, that when the Lord saves us, I believe that heaven comes right down to where we're at, Brother Junior.
Lord, bless him, God.
Because I believe at that time that Jesus comes up on the scene, Brother Greg. And I believe for just a point of time, Brother Junior,
Lord, help him, God,
that he muzzles old Satan. And there is just the time there that you have, and you must make the decision at that very time,
Lord, help him, God,
whom you're going to serve.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Choose you this day.
Satan, I don't believe, could have swayed me at that time either way.
Lord, help him, God.
And God didn't do anything to pull me into this thing.
Lord, help him, God.
But he asked me, Brother Greg, right then, who will you serve?
Yes, Mr. Rose.
That's your will.
And Brother Fred,
that's your will.
When I'd suffered for years and I seen that I was lost, and when there was a great fear, Brother Terry, that come up on me, and it was that evening, that's the first time that I had really sought him with my heart, soul, mind, and strength.
Lord, help him.
And Brother Greg, when I got down and got serious, and I asked him to save me with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, he saved my soul. Brother, and I can look back on this Bible, I did not know a thing, hardly any scripture. Didn't know Genesis from Revelation, brother.
No.
But in these 14 years almost that I've been saved, I've studied and read this book, and I've looked back, and everything that I went through matches up with that book.
Amen.
And I thank God tonight,
yeah,
that when He saves us, He saves us with an eternal love, and He gives us an assurity that what He done, He has done it now, and He has done it forever.
Amen.
It'll stand.
I was an ignorant man, Brother John, an ignorant man that didn't know much. But I knew just enough that there was a man called Jesus, and He was the only one that could save me, and that's all I knew. And Brother Terry, let me tell you what, brother, in the day that we were raised, we had a lot of godly men around us that set an example, and they let their light shine, Brother Junior.
Uh-huh.
And I never seen those men go back out into the world, Brother Greg.
No.
They lived a godly life, brother. They was at church every day, the door open. They were out here visiting people, the sick, the widows. They were up and about the Father's business, Greg. And I'm telling you today, if you're born again, He will put a desire in your heart, Brother Harvey, to do these things.
Amen.
I believe that, Brother Kenny, that when He saves us, we are a new creature in Christ Jesus.
We are.
And we know, brother, that all these old things that we used to love are passed away, brother. And he said, behold, all things become new, brother. This old stony heart was cast out, brother, and he put in a heart of love, brother. And he causes us to not only love our brothers and sisters, but he causes us, brother Paul, to love our enemies and to be able to pray for the ones that despitefully use us this evening, Brother John. Oh, it's a wonderful thing to know that in this present world, Brother Terry, that we have someone right now
that is
sitting, he keeps us, brother, and is sitting at the right hand of the Father.
What's he doing, brother?
Making intercession for the saints, brother. And honey, listen, he keeps us from going out into this world and sinning. And I have enough trouble just the sins of this flesh, brother. But I know that when I do things that I oughtn't, that I've got somebody up there saying, Father, one of the sheep wants us to forgive him. And I see the blood. And I believe the Father says he's one of ours tonight.
Yes,
and we'll restore his salvation. Or not his salvation, but we'll restore his joy to him. So he can walk upright down there and be a light for you, Father. And that's all he wants us to do, Brother Greg, is to be a light for him and to be able to tell people what he'll do for them if they'll just obey his commandments and his book tonight. Brother Terry, it's a wonderful thing to serve the Lord.
Sure it is. Sure it is.
You know, I served the devil for 35 years, Brother David, for 35 years. And I thought there was a time when I had passed by and that I had sinned away. The day of grace, brother, and there, and that's when that fear began to set up right in here, Brother Junior. And he had mercy upon us.
God
set it right up in our hearts. Oh, Lord, brother, the mercy that he has for us. Ain't you glad, Brother Paul, that he has an unconditional love for us? That even while we were sinners, that he sent his son to come and die for us, brother, while we were yet his enemy. Brother Kenny, that he's seen us. You know, you were talking about Israel. And brother, y'all pray just a little longer. I'm not satisfied. Is that all right, brother? You know, we know that Jesus came to his own and his own received him not, brother. But I believe, Brother Junior, that he's seen some people from afar off, brother. And I believe that was the Gentiles, brother. And he turned to us to provoke that country to jealousy, brother. But he turned to us, Brother Greg. And I tell you what, today I don't believe the Jews got a thing on us. I sure don't.
Why not?
I believe that when he saved us, brother, that he grafted us right in, brother. You know, I've thought so many times, brother, in school we used to take two limbs and we would split one this way and one the other way, and we'd bind that together, and we'd wrap a string around it, and we'd graft those limbs together, and it wasn't long before that had grown together, and it was stronger than it ever was, brother. Yeah. And he's grafted us in, and we've got an inheritance that the Jews have nothing on us, and I believe we'll get everything. Brother, listen, we're a joint heir to Jesus tonight and heir to the Father.
Sure.
We've got everything tonight that the Jews has. And listen, I don't care if it's the Jews. I don't care if it's the Pope tonight. If he's never been through the blood, he's not going to heaven, brother.
Exactly.
It don't matter. You've got to go through the fire, brother. And you've got to be broken and see that you're a sinner according to his word, brother. And he said, I am the door. And you must come through me. He is the door to the sheepfold tonight.
Yeah.
And he said there is Jesus tonight. Brother Terry, it bothers me the way his name is used this day and time, Brother Junior. You hear his word everywhere, brother. But they don't give him any credit for anything, Brother Junior.
They don't believe it.
They don't give him any credit for anything, Brother John. But I'm telling you what, tonight, Jesus has all power tonight in heaven and in earth. And he said, if you do not believe upon my Son and whom I have sent, you will die in your sins, and where I am, you cannot come. Honey, that's as plain as it gets tonight. You'll either believe in Jesus or you'll perish. Brother, that's the bottom line tonight now, brother. Listen, Brother Keith and Brother Terry and all you brothers and sisters, all we are is servants in the vineyard tonight, brother. And I don't know how long we're going to be here, but I just want to be a light and to be able to tell you what Jesus can do for you and what He will do for you if you'll just come to Him. And the one, listen, we've got an inheritance incorruptible tonight, a place reserved in the heavens, Brother Terry, that no man can take away from us.
There you go.
Brother, listen, I don't fear death anymore. I used, Brother David, God bless you, honey. I know what you've been through. I've been there, brother. And they've been many nights that I thought the ship was going to go down, Brother Junior. But the Lord, He brought me through the fire, brother. And I can look back and see where I would have worked things a lot differently, Brother Junior. But I can look back and see where He just had my head in the cleft of His arm there and had His other arm underneath me, and He carried me through it all, brother.
Cradled you, brother.
And I can look back and thank Him for it all. And I, you know, I trusted God.
Amen.
Through that. It was hard, brother. But I trusted God through that. And He's seen me through it. And now... Now I'm a lot better off than what I was, brother. And I'm not speaking about material things, brother. There was a time when I had more material things. But, brother, today I'm living on Christ. And He is my foundation, Brother David. He is our foundation, and it'll never be moved, brother. It's like a tree planted by the waters, brother. It can't be moved, brother. Oh, so tonight... Honey, it's a sure thing. It's a sure thing. And when, listen, when we drop this old body of death, Brother Fred, honey, it's going to be all gain.
Yeah, buddy.
Paul said it'll be all gain, brother. He counted everything as done that was before Christ coming into his life, brother. And honey, I count it the same way. There ain't a thing in this world, Brother Paul, that I'm a holding on to. If it wasn't for my son... And my Christian brothers and sisters, I would just as soon go on, brother. That's all that matters to me. And the only thing that matters to me is Christ. And seeing people come to Him. Listen, now folks, I'm telling you, I struggle.
Sure, we all do, brother.
We all struggle. So I'm finished. But if you all ain't got nothing to pray about, please pray for me. Because I stay weak, Brother John.